What's up, wrestling fans? Welcome to another Fan Outs Table edition of the Smart Guy Moment Smack Talk podcast. I am your host, as always, Tony Mango. Joining me, as always, are Robert E. Valise.
It's time to rumble!
And Callum Wiggins.
And both feet must touch the floor.
And the winner will go on to WrestleMania in future years, but not this one, because this one's before they introduced that kind of rule. What we're doing today is our usual January tradition. The Royal Rumble is coming up, thankfully, one of the best pay-per-views of the year. Hopefully, 2021 will be one of the best pay-per-views of this year, and not one of those things where the rest of the year's terrible or something, but hopefully a really good one is coming up. 2020, we had a lot of positives. We talked about that in the Mount Rushmore of Royal Rumbles that we recently did. And what we're going to do here is our normal thing where we're going to give you the commentary track to go along with a previous Royal Rumble. And this one is the 1991 Royal Rumble. We've done a lot of these over the years because this podcast has gone on forever. And the prevailing idea that I was thinking of and some other people were voting to on the Mega Maniacs was to go with this one because we don't talk about this era as much. We talk a lot about the recent stuff, obviously, because it's just, you know, the way that the clicks are going to go, and recent stuff is the stuff that we need to talk about. But we also dive into things like the Ruthless Aggression era and everything, with mostly with Callum's retrospectives, like the Paul Heyman SmackDown podcast, 2001 Wrestling Odyssey. And we also talk about the New Generation and the Attitude era, just from being fans around those times and everything. But we typically don't go back this far. Obviously, we don't go back way farther than this. There's not many, you know, best of Danny Hodge type things on this channel. But I figured it'd be good to do it because it's the 30th anniversary of this. And, you know, change it up a little bit. Talk about some people that we don't normally talk about here. And hopefully you guys are going to enjoy that along with us. The way that you can do that, if you've never checked out either a fan track on fanboysanonymous.com or the fan outs tables here, is go to the WWE network, go to the 1991 Royal Rumble, obviously, because if you're watching something else, it's not going to work out well. If you're like, hey, I'm checking out this episode of The Last Ride and you guys aren't talking about this at all. Yeah, okay, that's a different problem. But go to the Royal Rumble and you're going to want to sync up your time code with the exact time that we have going on here, which is 1 hour and 56 minutes and 51 seconds. So it
also
should be.
If you're too lazy, there is a button there that will just tell you to start the 1991 Royal Rumble, and it will take you right there.
Just make sure that it is actually 015651, because if you're, you know, if it's 015640 or something, you're going to be slightly off. But it should be after the awkward Hulk Hogan promo where he forgot his line. And he's like, it's going to be Saddam Hussein, like that kind of thing. And it ends with Mean Gene Okerlund saying, thank you, Hulk Hogan, which that should be the last thing that you've heard. And it should be the Miami Arena, Miami, Florida screen right now. Gorilla Monsoon's about to talk and they're going to get into the whole, you know, the bell's going to ring and all that. So that's what you're going to do. Obviously, on the YouTube channel side of things, you're not going to see the video here because that would be a copyright infringement thing. So this is the only way that we can do that. So you're going to have to sync up with that when we say 3, 2, 1, play. You're going to hit play and it's going to work with us the way that we normally do here. So just get everything sorted, get all the streaming stuff set up, have your time code ready, and, you know, just kind of sit back, relax, and enjoy this with us. So everything should be set. Go ahead. 3, 2, 1, play. Now, I'm going to have my thing muted this entire time, so you guys are going to have to tell me if there's anything funny that's on commentary or whatever. I need it muted for my recording abilities. Otherwise, it would pick it up, and I'd get a copyright infringement thing. So, I haven't seen this in a long, long time. I don't remember.
I'm not sure I've ever watched this through. I must really have, but like, it's one of those ones that like doesn't stick out in my mind kind of thing.
So Brett's a babyface. Okay.
Brett the Hitman Hart should start every Royal Rumble because he is the man with the stamina who can do it.
Brett's amazing.
Brett is fantastic. His theme song is one of the best of all time, genuinely. Oh, look, he just handed it to the kid instead of, like, putting it on the kid.
It's said, frigging glasses.
So they said that he's one half of the tag team champions right now.
That's right.
Oh, okay.
It's Dino Bravo.
So he's a few months shy of winning the Intercontinental Championship.
So we got Jimmy Hart there with Dino Bravo. Dino Bravo, not one of my favorites.
Ah, I understand that.
I mean, there's other people that disliked him more.
Yeah, exactly.
Monsoon just said,
is he your favorite wrestler that got assassinated by the mafia?
Maybe. I mean, I don't know. Is there another list?
I mean, I can't say for certain, but, you know.
Well, there is...
easy better hiding it than that.
What is it, Ricky Dozan?
Well, that's more Yakuza, so...
So you guys see Shane McMahon ringside?
Is he one of the referees?
Yeah, he's one of the referees. He's the hard camera side that you can see. Well, no, he's not walking around.
At this point, he is announced as Shane Stee.
Stee?
Stee, S-T-E, yes.
That's weird.
That is very weird.
It looks like Bret Hart's eating his ass.
Well, you know, you got to try out some different finishers here. So while this hasn't gotten
I finish it for Bravo.
While this hasn't gotten too energetic yet, let me toss some plugs out here out of the way just while we're getting into the mix here. Obviously,
look,
we love
fucking mullet on the right side there.
We love doing these kind of things. We always set aside one per January, but if you do want us to do more, consider donating to the Patreon, patreon.com/smarkoutmoment, because the pick your poison tier is the ability for you to request something like that. So keep that in mind. I've thought about doing fan ounce tables as dark casts as well. So maybe something like that'll pop up. I don't know. If so, $10 and up gives you access to the dark casts. Those are Patreon exclusives. And I'll toss out some more plugs a little bit later on. But yeah, just check out the Patreon. Even a dollar goes a long way. So we got our 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Who we got? It's Greg the Hammer Valentine. He is very of this era for me. Like, if I think 1990, 1991, I think Greg the Hammer Valentine. I've never been, like, super duper fond of him enough to think of any great matches of his, but he's just kind of always there. He's one of those guys, you know, and I constantly forget that he's an Intercontinental Champion.
I want the GV on his boots so he doesn't lose them.
Come on, baby, what are you gonna do here? Oh, you can't do this.
Oh, come on, don't let me. Okay, I was going to say, don't let me.
Oh, my God, that's so bad.
Yeah, this is still somewhat...
This is the era where people were real workers.
Yeah.
Yeah.
This is still somewhat in the era where you could get away with, like, whole matches just basically being like, I'm going to stomp and raise my hand up and lay it on you, and people will be like, oh, my God, what a maneuver.
Oh.
Wow,
oh,
okay, there goes Bravo. Shit.
Well, admittedly, this is a period where you could just do very little and get a big reaction to it, so I don't blame them for that.
Yeah, well, I mean, people were easily impressed. This is...
Greg Hart not giving a fuck about Greg Valentine.
Yeah. This isn't quite at the, like, wow, a blue car type of error, but it's not new gen yet, where people are, you know, Shawn Michaels is doing some fun stuff. And
yeah, not quite.
So, like I said before, it's been a long while since I've seen this one. Obviously, I remember who wins, but I don't remember who's in it. I don't remember the order. I don't remember the order of eliminations or anything like that. So, I don't remember who's coming up next. We're on 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2. And Rob's favorite thing,
it's Paul Roma. I'll take it. We got a lot of, like, well-conditioned athletes here. I can see them genuinely going.
The definitive worst member of the Four Horsemen in history.
You know, I don't think that that's fair. I mean, it's true, but it's
nine,
not fair.
Yeah, it's like nine the other one. I didn't even know he ever wrestled in WWE.
Oh, yeah, he was the perpetual jobber in WWE. Right now, actually, he's probably in the middle of his biggest push as a member of Power and Glory alongside Hercules.
He was Glory.
Like a really, yeah, it seems like a really bad name for a team that I would have never, ever heard of probably until now.
No, the bad part is that he's the Glory half.
Yeah.
Well, he's got to be Power. He's smaller than Bret Hart, for Christ's sake.
So this was Miami, Florida. This was 16,000 in attendance. Imagine if we could go back to that right now.
It'd be nice. I'd like if the fans were as respectful as they are in this era.
And this was labeled with a tagline because they did taglines back then too. Friend versus friend. Foe versus foe. It's every man for himself.
Well,
I've never repeated that phrase before since.
That's an honest tagline.
Yeah.
Look at Bret Hart. He just, fuck, I'm not getting up.
He's got the condition because he's not doing as much.
Yeah. I've seen Slick in the corner as well. Yeah, I can see a huge amount of Slick.
The manager of Power and Glory.
Is this before Akeem or is it after Akeem?
After.
After.
Okay.
You got your guesses on who might be next? Maybe Pop Shango?
I'm going to go Haku.
I'll go with one of the Road Warriors. Oh.
And it is Kerry Von Erich?
Kerry Von Erich, yeah.
I just assumed it was the Warrior. But
yeah, for a split second, that's why I had my moment of like, I'm like, that's not Warrior, right?
Yeah.
His
nickname does have Warrior in it, doesn't it?
It's the modern day warrior.
Yeah, the modern day warrior, Kerry Von Erich. Yeah,
it is weird how much he looks like him, though. Like,
that's why there was that
the rumor.
Rumor that, like, oh no, the real warrior is dead. That's actually Texas Tornado.
Yeah, I've never really watched a lot of like Texas Tornado matches. It just amazes me the fact that he's only got one foot.
Yeah, I never knew that. Because you couldn't tell. Like, there's nothing at all that indicates it.
No.
He doesn't wrestle like that's the case. He doesn't have, like, you know, one boot's a different color or anything. Or yeah. Crazy.
Yeah, I guess. I guess you get used to it after a while. But to do something, even though this isn't, like, the most extremely athletic thing in the world at this point in time, he was still like, a very... For the time, he was a very hard worker, so...
Again, another person that I don't really have super fond, this match is amazing type of memories of. Out of all the people in this whole match, the only one that I'm actually a fan of is Bret Hart, for the most part.
I could probably give you a good match for all of them.
You got a good Paul Roma match?
So Paul Roma did team with Arn Anderson to go against Pillman in Austin in 93. So I have to assume that that's good because three out of the four are good. But I haven't seen it in a while, so I can't tell you for sure.
I love watching
they're so fucking excited.
Yeah, I was just going to say, I love watching the crowds on these things because especially like during this time frame, like everybody's very hokey, you know?
Martel was in a hurry there.
I always liked Rick Martel. He's somebody who is like the perpetual mid-carder type of reliable guy.
Look at that tan he's got. That's a fucking tan, man.
You can see those teeth from a mile away as well.
Yeah. Well, he is a model.
Lived the gimmick, I guess. Live the gimmick, so.
But how would he have done as a James Bond?
Not all that well.
I can't say this commentary is filling me with a huge amount of inspiration
Piper.
Because it's just people going, look at that, look at this, oh, he's opening up, no, stuff like that. It's just, they're not really actually talking. They're more just shouting and screaming about every time someone's close to the ropes.
Who's on commentary? It's Piper and Monsoon?
Piper and Monsoon, yeah.
They should have had McMahon there to go, oh my God, he's out.
Yeah, it definitely isn't living up to the Heenan 92. One year later. So,
yeah. Heenan needs to be on commentary at all times. If you're not going to have Heenan, You need to have somebody with the same steam.
We would assume that Piper would be able to add something to it, but he's just shouting, so.
It's very comforting knowing that Martel is one of the wrestlers who decides to wear underwear underneath his trunks.
Yeah. So Piper's retired at this point, isn't he?
Technically, but not really.
Hmm.
Because he had wrestled at WrestleMania 6 against Bad News, and he'll wrestle again by the end of this year. He'll be a full-time wrestler again.
Yeah, well, yeah, he wins the Intercontinental title soon.
He wins it in late 91,
I know. Or early 92, one of the others. Yeah, I think at the moment he's retired, isn't he? So.
Oh, God.
Oh, my God.
I forgot that he's in this. So Tony Atlas, man, this Soul Saba Simba thing.
Yeah, this is
not the best.
Say too much, but you know,
not the best idea.
This is an era where they've had Akeem and they've had they did the Bad News Brown, like the Piper thing when he's half black and stuff like that. It's just
it's Saba Simba, you know.
Yeah, it's just so weird when they take somebody who's already been like a champion in some fashion and they're just like, no, you're Saba Simba now. And you're
a funny story there, and you can probably still find it on YouTube to this day. When he debuts, it's an episode of Superstars and it's Vincent Piper on commentary. And Piper's just like, no, that's Tony Atlas. What the hell is a Saba Simba? And Vince just goes, yeah, but now he wants to pay tribute to his heritage. That's Tony Atlas. And he goes, well, you wear a kilt. And Piper stops and he goes, looking very nice there, Saba Simba.
So if Heenan was on this, he would have been like, you know, the whole, it's a kilt, it's a skirt. He would have been like, it's Saba Simba, it's Tony Atlas.
Yeah.
Not a worse repackaging, in my opinion, at least, than El Matador. I never understood that. Like, why are you repackaging Tito Santana?
Texas Tornado spinning around there. Yeah. The Tito Santana and Ricky Steamboat thing is so crazy to me. I can't believe I'm not the only one that got those two confused.
Oh, you're the only one on this one. I'm just taking the piss out of it because that was that was the running gag for a while.
Who we got next coming up here? Probably Sting.
I think I've seen about half a dozen atomic drops so far in this match.
Oh, God, is this the one? No, this isn't the one with the super quick elimination, is it?
I think it's the one. I don't think it's this Bushwhacker, though.
Look at all the people waving their arms in this absolute joke.
Everybody's like, I mean, the fucking Bushwhackers, yes!
They're so over the top.
It amazes me watching this, that like this guy was part of one of the, I don't want to say one of the meanest, but he was like this, when they were the sheep herders in the NWA, they were like this really violent heel tag team.
Watching the
complete jokes.
There goes Saba Simba. Kyoto's getting his paycheck.
Yeah.
Get the fuck out of here. Get the fuck out of here.
Do you think it was his choice to wrestle in bare feet?
Probably not.
I believe that right.
Rob gets
it. there's something to it.
Oh, God.
You guys hear that thing about him talking about the Bella Twins too?
Yeah, I tried to avoid. I'm surprised he's still in the match.
What, Bushwhacker?
Which one?
Yeah.
I always thought that they were twins as a kid.
For real?
Yeah, they look so much alike.
Are they even remotely related?
No.
That's insane.
And they are like just doppelgangers. It's crazy. They look more alike than some people that are actually like brothers or.
They look more alike than Brett and Owen do. Like...
Yeah, true. I like them as a kid though.
More kids get excited about.
Oh.
Jake the Snake.
Jack the Snake.
Jake is feuding with Martel, and it's on.
Did you say Jack the Snake? So you said? I thought you said that. So it's like, I'm
Jack,
like, who
Jack the Snack Roberts, yes.
Yeah. Jack the Snack Roberto. Jack.
Holy shit, that's great.
Hit the diggy say, come on. Oh, I want to hit the diggy say.
Is this like the best in shape that Jake is?
I think so.
Jeez.
Yeah, he's looking very, very lean.
It's felt.
Oh, the shot on clothesline.
He's going to do
almost
it.
Almost as good as the one that he did a couple of weeks ago.
Oh, Martel getting underneath the bottom rope.
You got to imagine how many people at this point are not as used to the Royal Rumble rules. And they're sitting there going, oh, he's out. Oh, he's out. He left. He left the ring, you know?
Yeah. Oh, hammer blocking him off there.
Piper as a babyface commentator sucks. I just want to put that
especially
out there.
Especially babyface.
Yeah.
You can hardly tell. I mean, I guess he was babyface when he left, so I guess they're trying to continue that.
Wait, why is he counting?
Why are you counting?
Yeah, it's... What was that about?
Leave him alone. He needs to... They gotta make it make sense.
Yeah, I've never, like,
I think they're just waving their hands in a counting motion.
Yeah, they're trying to threaten him with numbers.
They just keep counting over and over again. They're like, 106, 107.
It's like a muscle memory thing. Like, people just feel like they're gonna get disqualified, even though there's absolutely no way they can get disqualified in these matches.
Lester Finlay.
Yeah.
Here comes the power half of Power and Glory.
Hercules is one of those guys I can't imagine us doing a superstar scores about, because I could not tell you a ranking for him. I'm not planning on going back and watching a butt-ton of Hercules matches.
He's like a quintessential wrestler, though. He's big, he's tough, he does the double bicep pose. What more do you need?
Dime a dozen.
Yeah, he doesn't, like, fill me with the Hercules vibe.
Yeah.
I can see, like, maybe Samson, maybe, but I can't really see a Hercules type thing. Oh, what's that? Who's that wrestler in AEW that you see on AEW Dark every now and again? Is it Comoros or something like that?
Oh, Nick Camarado.
Nick Camarado?
Yeah. Yeah.
Tony reminds me a bit like that. Nick.
Yeah. Nick's from my neck of the woods. Got some funny stories about Nick.
Look at Brett just like casually.
Yeah, he's like setting up a fucking hammock in the ring.
And just down there and white.
That little interaction with Jake right there too was fun. Yeah. He's just like, hey, you there? Yeah, I see you. Okay.
Yeah.
Hey, you're Jack the Snack.
All right, he's doing way too many spinning punches. He must be dizzy by now.
Oh, he's Dizzy Hogan as well.
Could be.
Kerry Von Erich's just playing all the parts. It was him, Austin.
Interestingly enough, there's a lot of baby faces in the ring right now. There's about three heels and a lot of baby faces having to fight one another.
What heels we got? We got Martel.
Martel and Power and Glory are the only heels.
Yeah.
At this
point. Yeah.
Well, Valentine's a baby face?
He is, because he just turned on, or he just kicked Jimmy Hart to the curb.
Ah.
Oh, it's Ricky Steamboat.
That's another baby face then.
For a split second, I was like, wait, what?
Okay. Oh, there goes.
Roma just threw him himself.
That was a nice elimination. He really went for it.
Tito's good. So a little over the top.
Yeah.
Tito's definitely better than El Matador.
Yeah. Piper is just screaming. It's like his commentary style is just scream down and hope for that. Yeah.
Okay, so coming in next, I'm going to guess Crush of Demolition.
I'll go with that. No, I'll go with Smash of Demolition.
No, I'll go with Axe of Demolition. Why not?
It was just like, I just didn't know if Axe was still working at this point.
accent in the match. I know that.
I have to say, and I know it's maybe just because of the time and stuff like that, the countdown is way too long in this rumble.
Only in this instance, though, because I feel like they were coming in a lot quicker. They're on Titan time. It doesn't matter. They just make the shit up.
I know, but it feels like it's 2 minutes. Well, I assume it is 2 minutes between all these ones, but it feels like five.
Well, yeah, but that's only because
everything they're doing at the moment is just they're just on the ropes, always pushing someone. I guess that's the point of the match, so I can't really blame it too much. But it's just
look at the
moves. Like maybe they could do something else. They could do something else.
Yeah, there's not really much variety in it so far.
Yeah. Well, I just thought like that. I like the few little bits they've thrown in with like the Martel and Roberts thing. Like that, they're actually trying to tell the feud part of it as well.
Oh boy.
Something to wrestle with.
He's been accompanied to the ring by a giant tomato.
Yeah. I don't know why they decided to go with such a red kind of look. Like that.
He loves people. Not the Undertaker here. He is not patting himself.
Yeah, this is so this is really, really early. Like he's only 2 months
okay,
in.
Okay, bye, Brett.
So. Wow, you're gonna get rid of the best guy in the match.
Yeah. Well, I guess that's why they had so many baby faces in the match, so the Undertaker could just run through all the.
Yeah.
That would actually make a lot of sense.
I love Undertaker, though. Like, instantly he's just upgraded this match.
Well, yeah, but then he also downgraded it by throwing Bret Hart out.
Yeah, that's true. I actually like this gear that Undertaker has, like the frayed shirt. I always like that. Mm.
I like it in concept. In this particular instance, it's not.
It's a little puffy.
Like, yeah, he looks a little out of it.
But I like just the plain. Yeah, that's got to change. But I like the plain black shirt with the frayed edge and
the Frankenstein monsters like actions he's got on. He's not selling a fucking thing.
Oh no. Yeah, this
this gimmick should have lasted about a month. When you really look at it.
Yeah, I mean, it's really, really basic and paint by numbers, really. It's just a zombie gimmick.
Yeah, he's just.
And you've got like Abaddon at the moment in AEW, and like that's pretty much what Undertaker is right now.
Who we got here?
Jimmy Snuka.
Jesus, listen to the people.
Stuka's got a fucking head of hair on him there. Jeez.
Stuka's here at this point.
No, he's not.
They sounded like they were booing him. So.
No, they're going, whoo, whoo, whoo.
I mean,
that's what he used to do.
In retrespect.
Oh, there goes the Bushman.
Well, in retrospect, he's been a heel for many years.
Yeah. Which Bushwhacker was that? Luke? Luke's the one that gets eliminated really quick, right?
Yeah, well, I don't know whether it's in this Rumble or not.
Yeah, it might not be in this one. It might be in
this Rumble.
It might be in 90. I don't remember.
That's fair.
Certainly not 93 or anything.
The only thing Undertaker's doing is punching people and just putting chokeholds on.
Yeah. Practicing for his feud with Ultimate Warrior.
Yeah. Well, they're going to bring a body bag in the ring as well. I mean, that thing, it's like, well, I do like the gear, but showing way too much of his like chest and body.
Yeah.
Yeah.
For what you'd expect of the Undertaker.
The biggest problem is the super red hair, though.
Yeah, that's the biggest standout negative. But he's not going down.
Was Valentine supposed to have been elbowing Undertaker there? Because it totally didn't look like he did.
Yeah, they're all trying to gang up on the Undertaker.
Yeah.
That was pretty sloppy.
I'm kind of just mainly watching the Undertaker now because that seems
my eyes were just
meanwhile,
naturally.
Meanwhile, you've got Jake and Martel in the corner and they're feuding.
Yeah.
You got Hercules and Snuka just standing there for a while.
Oh, shit, it's Bulldog.
Bulldog, of course, so he's thumbs up.
Yeah.
I like this gear back in the day, too. Not my favorite Bulldog gear, but it's good. I think probably my favorite would be the trunks and the tassels from like 97 or so, I think.
You like the short hair or the long hair?
Short hair.
The guy walking in the front of the shop with the urn.
I didn't see that.
He was just walking across the side of it, just looking at the camera.
What shirt was he showing off? He was trying to point at his shirt.
Ah.
I wonder if Vladimir's in the crowd.
For a Florida show? Maybe not.
Where was he based out of? You know?
Yeah, Northeast.
Huh. There was a mullet dude that was walking by a second ago.
I've seen way too many mullets. It's the 1990s. That should be done by now.
Nah, this is still...
They're just getting started, pal.
When was Achy Breaky Heart?
Like 70s and 80s thing, really.
Nah, the mullets are like a late 80s to mid 90s thing.
Yeah, Achy Breaky Heart, the Billy Ray Cyrus song, came out in 1990. Right. This
Although,
is
Snooker's sticking with the afro though instead. I almost feel like I should have been counting the number of atomic drops I've seen in this match. It's just ridiculous.
I like a good old atomic drop. We don't see that shit now.
It's one of my least favorite moves of all time.
I'm getting my feel for the whole year just in this match.
Yeah. I always thought it was interesting. If you look at like the crowd behind this shot, like whatever, there was always such a huge amount of space between the different rows.
Mm.
Like, those steps are huge.
Oh, it's Smash.
There you go. Here comes the Smash. Good song.
He's phoning it in here. He's barely covered up.
Oh, look at the guys at the bottom. Event staff's got to tell him to sit the fuck down.
They're still fighting.
Even that, like, even just the bottom part of the screen underneath the O and the Y for Royal, that gap is just so crazy. Like, they realized eventually we could cram a couple more seats in here and just make it super tiny.
You can see the ring clearly, and you're not over focused on people.
Oh, Martel's probably going to be going.
Nope.
He's not even getting counted out. What the hell?
Yeah.
Well, oh, no, there goes Jake.
Yeah. Oh, that's a nice hit way of doing it.
Jake, where is the bag? Get the bag.
God, Mike Kelly looks ridiculous. That's why.
Boy, they are really working. Like, this is the definition of work.
This is the type of thing that afterward you're like, oh, I'm so exhausted. I stood.
No, because Snooker is barely walking, let alone, like, it's only 91 and Snooker's just, it already looks like he's gassed already in the ring.
Well, in fairness, his heyday was like 10 years ago, which back in those days was like 20 years ago.
Yeah. True, he's like, So he fights The Undertaker at WrestleMania, doesn't he? So I'm watching to see whether he eliminates Undertaker or Undertaker eliminates him at this point. It may not be the case, but I'm just checking.
Oh, shit. Here we go.
Oh. What a rush.
Well.
I feel like some people are about to get the shit clobbered out of
him. Yeah, well, look at this. He's just bang, bang, bang.
What
Jesus
is that? He's a bit of life into this thing. Look at him. He's just going for it. He must have taken a really big snort before he came.
Hey, he's got some energy behind him, though. That livens things up. Always like the Road Warriors. Do you guys think of them more as Road Warriors or Legion of Doom?
Nowadays, I say Road Warriors, but growing up, I always said Legion of Doom.
Same here.
I mean, it's the idea that, like, for most of WWE, they were called Legion of Doom, but it's just that they were called Road Warrior Hawk and Road Warrior Animal, so I guess I'd probably refer to them more as the Road Warriors. Well, who did Fuji come out with?
Demolition.
All right. It just took him a while to get there, obviously.
Yeah, just like
is he the worst manager of all time?
No. Fuji's great. That, right? What are you talking about? He throws salt.
I just like, because like he's on everybody, like whenever you see one of those like lists come out of like worst managers of all time, he's always very near the top.
I think it's because by this time he wasn't doing anything.
Now we had he Lana with Bobby Lashley. I mean, come on.
he just stands in the ring looking like Odd Job.
Yeah, but Odd Job's great. You guys will see it.
Yeah, Odd Job is great. Yeah.
Go ahead and plug that. Well, I'm at it. If you guys are interested in James Bond films, we are, you know, I don't know what pace that we're going to be at, but we're going to be doing a review to A Kill on Fanboys Anonymous. So currently, at the very least, when this is happening, we've already recorded through From Rush With Love. So Goldfinger is going to be the next one that we record. Check that out on fanboysanonymous.com. Coming out next is
Shane Douglas.
Oh.
Wow.
So it's called Shane Douglas at this point.
Yeah.
So he was repackaged as Dean Douglas later on.
Yeah, 5 years. We're talking 5 years later.
That's after he got a series of like degrees. Yeah.
Right.
I thought it was Sean at first.
Oh, there goes Tex Tornado, and there goes Jimmy Snuka.
Shane looks really small here.
Yeah, he does. He's the Adam Cole of the match. Maybe.
For real.
People just like
clumsy.
Yeah, just kind of bump into each other and fall down.
Greg's lasting quite well. Good on him. He's like the
heavy hammer.
He's the longest survivor in the map so far because he came in at 3. So
I don't think he'll be in for much longer.
The 20-minute man. Martel being set up and clotheslined in the center of his chest.
Yeah. Oh, the great tag team of T.F. Santana and Shane Douglas. I forgot all about that.
How many belts did they win?
Martel really is spending most of the match on the apron because he's always close to being eliminated or he's just on there. He's there as Dolph Ziggler.
Yeah, I was just going to say, he's a precursor to Ziggler. Be funny if, like, during this era, they had a John Morrison or a Kofi with those eliminations, you know? Instead, they got Hercules doing that.
they had to just settle for people like Randy Savage eliminating themselves or something like that.
Yeah. So you got Slick ringside and Fuji and referees and Pritchard.
Brother Love, yeah.
Nope. Who we got?
Somebody's delayed.
Huh.
What the hell happened there?
What was that about?
I don't know. I almost want to check the thing to see what it says, really.
What was that?
So, okay. So this was, that was supposed to be Randy Savage.
Hmm.
And apparently, according to this, he no-showed the match.
Legit no-showed?
I'm gonna double check this just to see if that's the case. That's what it's listed as. So let me see what it says.
Savage
interfered in the WWE Championship match, didn't he?
Yep.
Oh, that's right. So I guess
he foregoed his entry into the Royal Rumble to make sure that he couldn't get attacked by the Warrior or something.
That's right, because he screws Warrior. That's a shame that they didn't just have a replacement or something, though. Well, I mean, who would they have replaced him with?
Well, I mean, it would have at least been better if they just like explained that was supposed to be Savage's number or something. But I'd prefer it if like the commentator. I mean, I do like the element of surprise, but it would also be good if they gave the commentators like the sheet of like the entry numbers, because there clearly is an entry list.
Yeah.
Because now they're just sitting there just saying like, we don't know who it was. They have no idea. Like it's difficult to tell that story that Savage is foregoing his opportunities being the Royal Rumble because he's scared of the Warrior when you don't know that Randy Savage was even in the match in the first place.
Hey, they did it the first time ever, but
yeah, they did.
3, 2, 1. The Royal Warrior got Animal in there now.
Oh no, that's like slightly to depress me about how many dead people now there are in this Rumble match.
It always
Gonna grow.
It always made no sense to me. Road Warrior Hawk and Road Warrior Animal. Hawk is an animal.
Yes. It's a bird.
Shouldn't he have been like Road Warrior Hawk and Road Warrior Falcon or something? You know?
It doesn't look like a falcon.
Oh,
what the hell?
Oh, there goes
Undertaker.
Oh, what is this?
Oh, then Hawk just gets tossed out.
What is that? Get rid of Animal. I don't care about Animal if there's no Hawk.
Yeah, Hawk doesn't look like a hawk in any means.
He's got a mohawk.
Yeah, I was super excited about the Undertaker's elimination, so it's actually getting over the gimmick, so that's good.
If he's Road Warrior Mohawk, then...
Hey, look, it's the main event of WrestleMania 36, or 32.
That's where the feud started, right there.
Right there.
Imagine
right
if that's like...
wrote something in a lockbox.
And yeah, that's where the lockbox comes back to. It's just something that happens here.
Yeah.
The lockbox holds the clue to what happened in number 18.
Shane, you should have counted me out in 1991. Hercules still in here.
Yeah, no, he's lasted a really long time. I think for the ones that have been in the longest are actually the heels, really. And the only exception to that is Valentine, really, but the heels are staying in this quite a while, so it's, the other main ones have been Martel and Hercules and I think it's only those two, really. Oh, there's Axe now. Oh, it's Crush, isn't it?
Yeah, this is not my favorite version of Crush.
I don't really have a favorite version of Crush, if I'm honest.
I go,
Those punches are the worst punches. I don't care what anyone says about those AEW punches and stuff like that. That is terrible.
I go, like, 94 Crush is the one that I like the best.
They're working, brother, you know? Can't actually punch somebody.
No, but you're supposed to look like you're punching someone.
Yeah, but you don't hear the smack of the punches?
I mean, I hear his boot connecting with the floor.
Yeah, but no, that's the punches. Please.
Oh, Jesus Christ, that's one of the worst net breaks I've ever seen.
Well, I don't think we're dissecting this for work, right?
I am now. I'm bored of just seeing people lean against the ropes. I'm going to criticize everything that I see now.
I think Martel's bleeding from the mouth.
Well, that wouldn't look good in a photo shoot.
Yeah.
Well, unless that's a photo shoot. Yeah, so be a little.
Piper with the worst line of the night. Forget arrogance. He should be modeling endurance.
What was that thing that Valentine just did? Why did he just like psych himself up with like a little karate move there?
He was getting the chop ready.
He's priming the chop. Like,
priming the chop. You ever like sharpen a blade? He was sharpening the chop.
I'm genuinely impressed about how Valentine is still keeping on his feet for the most part in this match.
Well, he's not doing much. I mean,
nobody's doing much. But nobody's doing much, and they're still, and a lot of them are still getting gassed.
All right, we're 2/3 of the way through. Who do you think this is?
It's not Hogan yet.
Yeah. Oh, it's Hacksaw. The original winner.
Man, yo, when
drops the fucking 2x4.
They are over. These people are going nuts for Hacksaw.
Yeah, tough guy.
All right. Okay. And now he's adding some excitement to it, and those are really good punches. So I'm totally fine with that.
Hacksaw is so of his era. Like,
yeah,
I could not watch like a Hacksaw Jim Duggan presentation today and not think that it's boring or whatever. But during this time, Hacksaw's fun as all hell. Yeah. Good guy too.
Rolly, then.
He really enjoyed being a part of Legends House. I was talking to him one time at a convention. He was talking about how like he and Piper got real close.
That's cool. Oh, there goes Martel's cool.
Get rid of Animal. Nobody cares about Animal without Hawk.
Best member of Road Warriors? Sonny?
it's that ventriloquist puppet, isn't it? Rocco, or whatever his name was.
I never dug the look of Demolition. I never understood what this was all about. Why, during this time of, like, the 80s and whatever, did you have, like, S&M gimps?
You ever see Mad Max?
Yeah, but, like, but I don't know. Like,
okay, real question. Why is Hercules still in this match? I really, like,
he's got the strength
of a god. Why of all people has he been kept around all this time? I guess they're just building up enough heels for Hogan to just eliminate when he comes in.
Yeah. Speaking of heels that Hogan will eliminate.
Okay, baby, go down to the ring and you're going to end up eliminating everybody, baby.
I need to double check this because I'm going to be, because he is deceptively young.
He always looks like he's like mid 40s and he ends up being like 22 or something.
So at this point, he was 28.
Insane.
Oh my god, that's like my age. What the fuck?
Like, how does he always look so old like that? Like,
actually he was 27. I've miscounted.
Yeah, that is my age.
Oh, there goes Animal.
Oh.
So, should I look like him? I really feel like I shouldn't, but what were they feeding him back then, man? Like,
it's more just the fact that, like, he's clearly losing most of his hair, and
I mean, male pattern baldness strikes people at different times or whatever, but, like, everything about Earthquake looks older. It's not just, like, being balding. Like, he just has this, he looks like he is somebody's dad.
Hey, do me a favor. Like, check how old Shane Douglas is at this time.
Let me look quickly.
It'd be funny if he was actually older than Earthquake.
I'm thinking he might be. That's funny.
He was 1 year younger than Earthquake.
That's so crazy.
Shocking. Because he looks like a baby, and Earthquake looks like he's ready to be a grandpa.
Yeah, Earthquake's like the veteran at like a wrestling school, and Douglas is the 15-year-old that just signed up, you know, like.
Yeah, I kind of just want to imagine what he looked like just even like 5 years ago before this. Like, maybe it's just the beard and the male pattern baldness that does it, but it's like.
Now we're going to step some things up.
God bless.
Yeah, was Earthquake like taking a middle school photograph? And already looking like he was like 42.
He could have been.
I can't imagine. Well, Perfect's taking his time.
Perfect is so good.
Even the way, right? So even the way he walks, like, they look like a complete package.
Yeah.
Look.
Oh, he caught it, dude. That's so good. Well. That's the best part of this whole thing so far.
Yeah.
I kind of dig the ring gear too, the blue and the yellowish green. I kind of dig it.
Oh,
oh my god!
What the hell?
Perfect can do no wrong. I don't care. There you go. There goes Axel. Eliminate a guy who's real fun and entertaining instead of knocking out like.
Yeah, eliminate Hercules for Christ's sake! What is he still doing? Yeah. For that matter, like, Greg Valentine is still in there. He's been there for maybe like half, it must have been over half an hour at this point. Like, it feels like 5 years, but I'm sure it's just half an hour. Everyone chanting ho is,
according to Monsoon, it's been 43 minutes for Greg Valentine.
Wow.
That's a record at that point? Might have been.
Martel would have had the record at this point still.
No, Martel gets the record in this one, I thought.
Oh, okay, so maybe he has the record right at this point then.
So that means that probably
I think DiBiase has the record from the year previous.
Probably Valentine's not going to last too much longer.
He was number one in the previous one, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Money.
Perfect being double teamed by Hercules.
There we go. All right. Valentine's probably going to get eliminated in this run.
All right. Well, let's just start. Let's
Well, let's
I just want elimination,
here.
Please. I want as many eliminations as you can possibly muster. God, he immediately knocks the... You exposed the bald patch. This is bad.
Hogan's really just a strange entity. Like, the look of Hogan does not scream the biggest star in the world for this kind of thing, you know?
What's even more about that is that his actions don't scream that either, because he's like, he's raking people's eyes and he's like, all this other stuff. Like, he, it's like the biggest story in like my, that I'll stick to is the fact that Hulk Hogan was never a babyface.
So far, all he's got rid of is Smash. Need to get rid of more people.
Yeah, I need a few more.
Since Hogan's in there and I don't remember how much longer this will end up going, I'm going to toss another plug out. In the meantime, check out TeePublic and Redbubble for merchandise if you are interested in picking up a shirt or stickers or anything else like that. Mention Fanboys, FanboysAnonymous.com. Show some love over there because there's TeePublic and Redbubble, not only for a Smart Guy Moment, but also Fanboys Anonymous and a Mango Tease. So start clicking around, follow all those kind of things. Same thing with Patreon, too. I'm surprised Hogan hasn't eliminated more people already. I would have thought that he would have at least eliminated three in the span of 30 seconds.
Yeah.
We're not going to get
Jimmy Hart's going to go home.
The camera only wants to see what Hogan's doing.
Yeah. Let's see who we might have left. Did we get like Neidhart in this at any point?
No, I haven't seen him yet.
Not sure. Well, I haven't seen him yet.
Oh, Taku.
Now, this dude should legitimately be one of those types that could eliminate everybody. Yeah. But they never booked him like that.
We just have to look at them and they should be eliminated. Oh, there goes
Valentine.
Hogan still hasn't ripped off the shirt.
Saving that for a big moment, I guess.
Well, does he do that like at the end? Like that's a celebration that he takes the shirt off.
I don't think he keeps it on the whole time.
No, it's certainly not the time frame yet for him to. There you go.
Oh, there he goes. Oh, Martel took it off. That's a,
that's a real heel there.
He's right. Choking with it.
You robbed the people of the moment.
He's like one of those people that like always wants to fight the big star in the Rumble. So he's really taking his opportunity here.
Yeah.
Like, he's, I can feud with Hogan.
Hardcore Holly before Holly.
Yeah. I can feud with Hogan if I wanted to.
This is the year where Hogan would wipe his bloody face on the American flag.
Yeah, that's America's blood, brother.
Yeah. He's really deep.
Look at Martel jumping halfway in the middle of the ring like that.
Yeah, that's a brave man just landing on Haku like that without no warning whatsoever.
I forget what it was on one of those shoot things, but somebody was asked the idea of like, if you could fight like Haku or a tank, what would you fight? And they were like, the tank.
Yeah.
It's just like.
Like the bulldog deciding to headbutt the gut of Earthquake there, the thing that has the most insulation. And now they're just standing around, the three of them, just waiting to see what one of them's going to do.
Yeah.
But they're all just standing there, just like, okay.
They are, really. They're legit, like, just sort of, I don't know, what do you want to do? Get some bagels?
Yeah. So no one's watching us because Hogan's in the match, so that's fine.
No, there's Neidhart. Okay. Yeah, Jesus Christ, what the
Okay, so he took someone. Just gets someone's front shirt. Just stumbles on his way into the ring.
He was pumped as all hell. Well, yeah, and running really funny.
The Hawk had earlier. Like, I can only imagine how much coke was smeared before this match. It must be like a mountain's worth.
Did you see Tito's punches there? Yeah. That was ridiculous. Oh, there goes Tito.
Yeah, somebody did.
No. Okay.
Yeah, you're getting worried that Perfect would get eliminated.
I mean, he's going to have to eventually because look who's in the match. So
yeah.
Just wanted to wait a little while.
He doesn't make it to the final three, but he should still make it to the final four.
Because he was the final two with Hogan last year, wasn't he? So.
Yeah.
Oh, that was that one? I thought that was this year.
Yeah, it was 1990 was the one there.
Which one's the one with Warlord? It's this one.
It might be. I mean, yeah. you're stretching my knowledge a little bit there.
No, I'm telling you, it's 89. He comes in, does the pose, gets clotheslined.
They're just talking about how people are giving people chops.
I think Piper took some of the Road Warriors coke too.
Just driving his ass into Douglas.
Yeah. Now we got Slick and Heenan on the one side. We got Jimmy and Hogan
there. Oh no, that wasn't perfect. That was Douglas. Dean Douglas is a true Hulkamaniac. Or Shane Douglas.
All right, here we go. I'm looking forward to this.
It's such a simple little movement. And then, of course, Vince McMahon starts doing a variation of that.
Look at that one kid in the crowd.
Yeah, just loving it. They're just like, yeah, this is fun to do.
Please throw him.
So this is... Yeah. Yeah. This is one of the best eliminations. It's so stupid.
Yeah, it's so good.
And he's just like, all right, I guess I'll just do that back. That's so terrible.
That's great. That's just a bit of fun. I'm totally
I love it so much. It's one of my favorite eliminations of all time. It's absolutely absurd.
He got paid a good amount of money to do that.
It's not strictly a Royal Rumble, but my favorite ever like elimination from either a Battle Royal or just any Royal Rumble or something like that is there was this it was on a house show event actually that I saw video footage of Santino Marella fighting both Triple H and John Cena, but he just starts punching them and then realizes he's completely outmatched, and so he grabs his own trunks.
Oh yeah,
around the back and just tosses himself over. That is the greatest elimination of anything that I've ever seen.
In no way do I ever want to go back to that era, but like Santino was good. Now that we're like removed from it and it doesn't plague our TV screens every week, I feel comfortable saying
because Raw nowadays is so entertaining that we don't need someone like Santino to turn up and try and lighten the mood a little bit. He'd be. I was just saying, if we had Santino now, he'd be the greatest 24/7 champion of all time.
He would have a lot of fun.
Without a doubt.
Yeah.
Santino was great for what he was used for. Which entry number is this one? 20.
Don't look. 28 now.
Never was the biggest Nasty Boys fan. Not surprised that they're in there, though. Hogan friends, so.
I'm surprised that they're fucking hell, just stumbling around. I'm surprised that's the only Nasty Boy they've got in this Rumble.
No, there's another. Isn't there another?
No, because there's only two left. So unless one of them is...
I think one of them's Knobs. Or not, that's Knobs. One of them's Sags.
No, I don't think it is. Because one of them's... one of them has to be Tugboat.
Tugboat's in this?
Yeah.
Totally don't remember
that. I'm pretty sure he's in it. Because it just feels of the time to have Tugboat in it.
Yeah, the Earthquake's there, so...
So unless he's number 29... Which like it would seem odd to me.
This is genuinely one of the worst Royal Rumbles.
Yeah, this is pretty bad.
It is so rough,
bland.
Yeah. This may be the worst one. Yeah,
he looks pretty young at this point, Nobs.
Yeah,
not as young as Earthquake.
No,
probably not. Sadly,
but like because. Like in the next couple of years, like you really start to see it in the Knobs' face, and right now he looks,
they're gonna fucking balloon in a couple of years.
Yeah, because he looks fairly unrecognizable now to me compared to what he ends up being. Like in the Grinch or whatever, where like his face grows three sizes that day or something.
Pretty sure that's not how the Grinch goes, but
no, not exactly. But oh, there goes Hercules! Thank God. From hero to zero.
Goddamn, Kyoto. Give him a second.
Yeah. fuck off.
He's like,
he wanted to fuck off as much as I do. So go.
He's like, all right, you're out. Get the fuck out of there. Stand up. Go. Leave. Leave. He's pushing him and everything. It's like,
oh, no, they're pushing each other. Yeah. Oh, there's the warlord.
When you look at the man and his trunks and his look, you go, how the hell would he be the biggest thing ever? He looks like a Goldberg type almost.
Yeah. So it definitely was the prior year, 1990.
He looks. I don't know how to describe him really. Like he looks like a combination of like Stone Cold and Goldberg, just with like none.
Okay, so they just said 18 had to be Tugboat or the Macho King, so they are acknowledging who it is.
All right.
He looks like Fabian Aichner.
Yeah, he does a bit. He has that body proportions. Far, far less talented than Fabian Aichner.
Did he change his name, Aichner?
Did what?
Huh?
No, he didn't change his name, right?
No, he didn't. Not that I'm aware of, anyway.
No, they just still haven't quite decided how to pronounce it.
I'm thinking about Holland, who was another name at one point.
Rich Holland was Luke Menzies.
Luke Menzies, there it is.
I mean, that's his actual name as well. So.
Yeah. Aichner. We still don't know how to pronounce it.
He used to be a footballer or a soccer player, and you guys would call it.
Hogan is really underwhelming me as well, by the way.
He's not doing much, but nobody's doing much.
Par for the course.
Yeah, that's it. That seems pretty much what Hogan would do at this point, so I like that. Perfect's in the corner getting advice from Heenan. Oh, that's a great elimination right there. I almost feel like Hogan would not, like, with one of those clotheslines, I don't think Hulk Hogan would knock down the wind.
there goes Tugboat.
I guess there was only one nasty boy.
Why Tugboat? Why did they call him Tugboat? Why did they dress him like this? What?
Tony, have you ever seen Popeye?
Just, I hate Popeye.
You ever seen Bluto?
Typhoon is
Jesus
so much
Christ,
better.
Poor bulldog there. Poor bulldog just getting smushed by two, like, I don't know how to describe it. It's like two giant blobs going at each other.
Oh, Nasty Boy just eliminated Douglas.
Why is he getting so many eliminations? Like,
yeah, I've seen him eliminate like three people.
I mean, he's one of Hogan's buddies, so I guess maybe he's getting a bit of a rub there.
I guess that's fair.
Oh, no, he's fighting Hogan. I mean, he wants to get eliminated by Hogan, you can tell.
And he will.
Yeah. So who are we down to? We're down to... Oh, so Martel's still in there.
Yeah, now Martel's getting picked up and... Yeah.
Well, so I think it's about 8 or 9 people left. So we just need another hour or so and we'll be fine.
So I'm trying to think, like, who I would be thinking at this time frame if I were a fan back then, like, watching it live. Obviously Hogan's there, but if not him, I probably would be sitting there thinking that Bulldog would win.
Bulldog, yeah.
Yeah, at the moment, just like the rankings, it would be Hogan, Bulldog, and then I'd probably say Earthquake and Perfect after that.
Yeah, but it would be like the whole, like, well, they're heels, and Sergeant Slaughter just won the title, what happens there?
Yeah, Flair's the first heel that wins it, doesn't he? So.
Yep.
Yeah, because Stud is a babyface when he wins.
And then they do
Hogan.
Yoko, another heel, wins it. And then after that, they get a decent trade off.
Oh, Michaels is heel when he wins it. So
yeah, but then he's babyface when he wins it.
And then you got another heel with Austin. And then
yeah.
Babyfaces are better Royal Rumble winners.
Oh yeah, of course. But sometimes you need to at least have a heel win it.
Yeah,
especially nowadays when no matter who wins, they're gonna point at the sign. And fireworks are going to go off.
Brandy, point at the sign.
It's like Money in the Bank. Money in the Bank should realistically most, like 9 times out of 10, be won by a heel.
Yeah. Or better yet, a babyface that turns heel.
Oh, yeah, like Daniel Bryan was great.
Yeah.
Surprised that Hogan, I guess for Hogan, that counts as like a brainbuster to the apron, really.
There goes Tugboat. He has been shipwrecked.
Yeah.
What a shock.
Oh, is Perfect going?
Oh, there goes Perfect. Damn it.
Oh, and someone, oh, the guy caught it. Throw the tail right in the crowd. Nice one. Nice catch. Oh, that guy. That guy is pissed that he missed it. He is so pissed. Like, he was chasing after that man.
Wonder if that person still has it. Matches. Neidhart going out?
Going?
There you go. Oh, there goes Neidhart. Yeah. Rhino.
Down to six.
The fucking rhino.
Oh!
Wait, okay. who got knocked out? Oh, Haku.
Yeah. Yeah, I bet Smith better watch his back when he's walking home tonight.
Why? They should have ran with Davey Boy. I could see Davey Boy winning this. Especially because there's no consequences.
This is a weird group to have at the end, though.
Well, it's like weird. It's like the idea that there is no consequences to Rumble, but the guy who wins the Rumble does go on to fight for the title at WrestleMania. Yeah. So.
It's just a, like, this final five. We got one of the Nasty Boys and Martel, and I mean, Earthquake makes sense, and Hogan obviously makes sense, and Bulldog, he's a big deal. So
yeah, I don't know why Sags is.
But yeah, he's the oddball out for sure.
Yeah. Yeah, it doesn't make any sense to me why he's in there. It makes less sense to me why Sags isn't in the Rumble. Oh.
That's a decent enough elimination.
Yeah, that's good. That's
Bulldog
good
is
time,
really getting these hot eliminations.
Yeah, people are reeling the Bulldog right now. Yeah.
All right, it's now two baby faces against two heels.
But why?
Why
Nubs.
Is Nobs in it? Yeah,
it's got to be just because he's Hogan's bud.
Yeah, you know.
I gotta imagine they can't be buds at this point.
Oh no!
Oh jeez!
Oh, that's unfortunate. They could let him run wild for a little bit before that. I mean, I'm saying that with the sense of like, please end this now.
All right, so I think Sags is gonna win.
Yeah, he comes in, surprise entrance, taking over Randy Savage's spot. That's how they would overbook it now. It'd be like Nia Jax would come in.
He'd get eliminated under the bottom rope, and he'd run in at the end and try and eliminate Hogan again. So,
yeah, you're really helping out there, Nobs.
I love that. Look, I love this.
I'm getting real Kane and Big Show from 2015 vibes from this.
Royal Rumble does have its patterns. You study enough of these, you know how they're going to do certain things for sure.
Yeah, well, it's a big Vince trope that the big baby face has to defeat a giant to get there.
Oh. This is always weird to me.
Well, he just sits on his chest.
Well, because he can't do the three count. So he's just got to no-sell it.
I just mean the move in general.
Awful.
Yeah, that's just so basic. That's so straightforward. Oh,
the big boot.
That was nice.
The place is going insane. Like, if you don't know who the fuck is going to win. Look at those two old dudes in the crowd. They're like, yes! He's
gonna... Come on, Hulkster.
Here we go. Here, lift him, Hulk. You can do it.
You've taken your vitamins.
Oh, there's one for Jimmy. He's gonna do it. Look at the place.
They really are, too. They're like stand up cheering, just kind of like, fuck yeah, Hulk Hogan's gonna win!
That's never happened before. Oh.
Now there's probably some kid crying in the crowd. Oh, there's the one dude in the crowd right there, the front row, that actually was cheering this. Look at his pro earthquake fight.
Yeah.
This dude, look at him. He's like, fuck yeah, Hulk Hogan. It's getting his ass kicked.
But I wonder if Hogan said something inflammatory about him on a phone.
Yeah, I have.
He was before his time.
Yeah. Oh, just tell me, Demon.
Here we go. Just dump him over.
I'm just cheering for Hogan. This is so weird.
What are you doing?
Yeah, what's up with the pinfall? Yeah. And why is he kicking out?
What? Yeah, they have no... Oh, because he has to Hulk up.
Oh, well, we didn't think that through at all, did we, guys?
Yeah, you only... Like, in his mind, he just counted two, and then he Hulked up.
Well, if we almost had a count out earlier in this match, I guess.
The guy in the front row, he's like, oh, fuck.
I don't know how people weren't bored of this yet.
They clearly weren't.
Well, no, clearly they were not bored of it. It's just a case of, I don't know how people, like, he's been doing this since 84, 83, pretty much. 84, 83, 84. And it's like 7 years on.
All right,
from
now
this,
he's going to do it.
Like, imagine today's main eventers getting away with this shit.
They could never.
Because all he's doing is punching Earthquake and hitting him with Big Boot multiple times, and now he's going to slam him.
Yeah.
Like, nowadays, you have to do like.
And the crowd's jumping up.
Arrows, and you got to dive off the top rope to the floor. And
wait a minute.
Suicide dives.
No leg drop? Really? Come on, Hogan.
You got to save that for the next show.
Yeah.
But look at them. They're going nuts. Awesome. Like. They are super duper happy about it. Like,
I mean, to be fair, by the next World Rumble, they're booing Hogan, so I guess it was wearing off at this point. But a lot of people are still interested in it by this point. I mean, he's the big American hero at this point, at a time when the guy who just won the WWE Championship is an Iraqi sympathizer.
Wait for it. Yeah. He's gonna grab the American flag in a second. Oh, look, there it is.
Yeah, he's got that ready. He's just like, hey, you wanted this flag, didn't you, Hogan?
To be fair, like, it is good to see, to hear a real American.
Hulk rules. Just took something from a magazine, glued it on there, a little glue
they
stick.
Sure did. Oh, wait, here's another one. That's a peace in the Middle East.
Heenan
will serve hard time.
Will serve hard time.
Peace in the Middle East in the front.
Yeah, peace in the Middle East by killing everyone there.
No, you're liberating them.
Yeah, you're liberating them.
From life.
Yeah.
Wait,
and there was definitely oil there. And there was definitely not oil there. It was definitely nuclear weapons, not oil.
This is different, because he doesn't always do this.
Be great if somebody accidentally handed him the wrong thing, and
the
it just says, like...
Slaughter will surrender. Hell yeah! America!
Oh, it's up a sign that says, like, for a good time, call Kathy, or something. Yeah.
I mean, and nowadays he would go to Saudi Arabia and you basically just lift up a journalist's severed head, and if you did that, I'll seem to.
Always hated the mustard yellow and red ketchup kind of gear.
Here it is. Yeah. Here comes the flag.
It is a bit over the top, this one. Oh, God, I hate this patriotic bullshit.
We're going to get you, Slaughter.
You fucking G.I. Joe sellout, you.
That'll teach you to sympathize with the Iraqis. I'll win the Royal Rumble. A bunch of dead space on the right-hand side there.
Yeah. And then in 15 years' time, I'll defeat another guy in the ring that thinks that American is anti-Islamic and stuff like that. But he comes back in 2005 and just beats Muhammad Hassan.
Yeah.
America,
just like
America.
Like, why? Why repeat the same story multiple times over?
Why do we go back to war with them?
I know. Well, there's many reasons why. But
well, why do we elect another Bush? It's all connected, Caleb.
See, now if Brock Lesnar would
all right, that, you know what though, I had fun watching it with you guys.
It's fun to go back in time and check out some of these older types of things. Right now you should be switching up up next is already like switched me over to the 92.
And do yourself a favor, watch that Rumble, because it's so much better.
92 is a much better Royal Rumble, for sure.
Yeah, we've got a fan track for that as well, so you can listen to that one as well.
Yeah. This is a fun look back. 30 years old at this point. It's very dated.
It feels it.
In many, many ways.
It feels every of those 30 years.
Probably a little extra considering the last year, but like, I don't know. That was a slog to get through in the middle, but by the end of it, it was kind of fun.
What's aged worse, this or Earthquake? Since he's 28 and just looks like that.
I mean, that's a little.
He said it, then we can't take it back.
It's yeah, I know, but you know, that's a little.
So.
Yeah, but, I mean, what's age worse, this or just Hogan's reputation in general?
Yeah, it's another one, too. So, I don't know what we'll end up doing next year for Royal Rumble stuff. I mean,
we should just do the 2002 Royal Rumble.
Yeah, I think 2002 would be a good one. It's one of the
it's one of the best ones. Didn't we put it on the Rushmore?
We didn't put it on the Rushmore. We put it on the like, close. B or C tier. It's a good one, but it's not one that people just readily go to.
Yeah, I think that might be one of a really good one because that'll be a 20-year anniversary.
Yeah, it's either that or 2012, isn't it? So.
I mean, we don't necessarily have to do like an anniversary type of thing. We could always do something like the 1 year they put the WWE title on the line. So that's why we did the 92, because it was like, that's the last time that they did that with the title on the line. So if they have some kind of a weird gimmick next year, maybe it's like this time around, it's 40 people. Then we'll probably do the 40 man. But
no, the weird gimmick next year is going to be, hey, this time there's a crowd.
Just hope so. But yeah, I like the 2002 one. That might be one of the better ones that we could do. Of course, if you have any suggestions, drop them in the comments below over the course of the next year. we got plenty of time.
If you want us to watch more Rumbles, there's always the Pick Your Poison tier, and this is a good time.
So that could be the type of thing that, you know, if you want us to do the 20-year anniversary at this point of the 2001 Royal Rumble, we could do that if you want to hit up the Patreon. That's definitely a fun one that we could be doing. And, you know, anything that goes along that side of things, there's always options for different things there. But I always like watching these old Royal Rumbles. Royal Rumbles are easy to watch. They're fun. Even if they're bad, they're fun. This is definitely a bad one.
That's a good example. That's a good example of if it's bad, it's fun.
Yeah. So I think I did most of my plugs. Obviously, you should be checking out everything that's on smartcowmamba.com. You should be subscribing to us on Facebook and Twitter and following us all over there. Subscribing on YouTube as well. Hit the like button here. Hit the share button. Drop your comments below. Tell us your thoughts on this 1991 Royal Rumble. And hit the join button if you want to be a part of that. Hit the applause button if you feel so inclined to do that. And help us out on the monetary side of things with whatever spare change that you've got. Check out everything else that's happening throughout the next course of recordings that we've got. The next one is going to be the hot tags, if I'm remembering correctly. Yeah, then there will be another episode of the Paul Heyman SmackDown podcast. What's coming up for this week, Alan?
So on the next edition of the Paul Heyman SmackDown podcast on Saturday, we're going the go home show for the Royal Rumble. So I guess another Royal Rumble that we'll be discussing, obviously, also on the Patreon on Tuesday of next week. So you can check that out as well if you're at the $10 tier or above on the Patreon. And on this episode, we've got a tag team title match with Los Guerreros defending against John Cena and B Squared.
Who's B Squared?
Bling Bling.
Will
be kind of.
Good old Bling Bling.
We have Brock Lesnar and Rey Mysterio versus the Big Show and A-Train. Got Team Angle against Chris Benoit and Edge in a 3-on-2 handicap match in the main event. Yeah, there's plenty of good stuff on this one. More of the also the bad stuff, which is the Dawn Marie and Wilson wake. So Rip Al Wilson. But so you can check that one out as well. And like I said, check out the Patreon one. Follow all the articles on smartcomoment.com, including the Power Rankings, which is my weekly contribution. And follow me on Twitter at WeekMeister14.
Yeah, and you should check out everything I'm doing over at Fightful.com. And when I get the chance to post on WrestleZone.com, you should check that out as well. Check out the WrestleZone Daily podcast. Check out Fightful Select, Fightful Scraps, Fightful Gaming. Follow me on Twitter at DupesElise. But I would like to do more of these because I had a blast. I want to have more fun. And I had fun.
Fun
is fun.
I'm down for more fun because fun is definitely fun. And I got my stuff on eWrestling News and on Bleacher Report. And I don't know what other fun stuff we've got cooking. We've been doing lots of podcasts. I've been enjoying that. And we've got plenty more that are at least scheduled. And some of them actually we've already recorded. So those will be popping up here and there on Fanboys or on SmartGuy Moment. As many as we can do, we're going to try to do. And of course, the more support that you guys give us, even if it's just comments saying that you guys like this kind of stuff, then the more likely that I'm going to be like, you know what, let's do another one. Let's knock this out. Let's do this. But that's going to do us in for this edition. Thank you for listening to this, everybody. We will see you next time. But for now, this has been another SmartGuy Moment. We're being counted out.